Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I'm BBD. That's Joe's McFly.
I'm Joe's McFly.
Joe's, how you doing, dog?
Doing great. Getting ready to go to Yankee game today.
Going to the Yankee game today. That's huge.
That is. It's always a blessing to be able to go to a Yankee game.
So no, it's rarely not a good time. There's days.
Except for rain, I was like Saturday.
Like rain days, yeah. Yeah.
What's goody with you, bro? That's my
Dan
Yankees Rourke.
That's good. Yankees just keep winning, dude. They win last night.
Yep.
Monty has like the one bad inning to wake him up. Once it got to like 5-2,
yeah,
it was like, oh, they won.
This is what we're doing again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's cool.
Just taking an interesting route there. So it's fine.
Just got to change up the formula. Keep it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of keeping it interesting, Joe's, have you seen the lineup you're going to see tonight?
I've seen the lineup now. Right now.
Starts pretty normal.
It does.
DJ LeMahieu at second base.
Judge at?
Judge DHing.
Okay.
Batting second. I can get behind
that. That's fine.
Rizzo. There's some rumors he could be out of the lineup today.
He's a gamer. He gets hit. He likes it.
He doesn't feel like things are going right if he's not getting hit.
He was mad he was taken out of the fun yesterday.
Yeah. Give Carpenter an inning. He's batting third at first base. Now is where the fun begins. Donaldson.
Okay.
Cleanup hole at third base.
Yeah, okay.
That's not crazy.
Not crazy.
Jose Trevino in the 5-hole.
All right.
That put a little lead in your pencil?
Things start to get a little kooky right after Donaldson. Just a little kooky.
A little nuts. Aaron Hicks in center field batting 6. IKF back
in the
lineup. 7-hole, shortstop. Marwin. He didn't swing in a good stick. In left field, batting 8th. And Joey Gallo is the 9-hole right fielder. J.P. Sears, of course, on the bump.
Yep.
Joe, are you watching for anything tonight?
I am. I am watching for something. I am watching for the Yankees to get... I want them to win a nice wire-to-wire win.
Yeah.
I'm watching for J.P. Sears to build on his last... start, if you remember, which was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's the last time we've seen him, right?
Yeah, he just kind of just comes up and just does this, performs. They piggyback him with somebody. Does well. What did he do last time?
You go 5 shut last time out. That was May 25th, so a month ago, Baltimore.
Would you sign up for that?
Yeah.
I'll watch out for that. I'll watch out for how IKF is fielding stuff.
Yeah, that would probably be mine.
Yes.
I cast back in the lineup. Thought they might sit him one more day with the finger and the Yankees usually. They usually go one more day than they probably need to, and he said he was available yesterday. But it's fine.
How's Glaber? Apparently Glaber's available, but
really?
They're not. I just got that report right now where it says Glaber is... Oh, here we go. Pete Caldera says Glaber tore his wrist ankle. Wrist? Where the wrist came from?
That was the big development yesterday, is that the ankle's mostly fine. Like, yeah, needs a day to sit on that. But yeah.
Feels like he can return to the lineup Thursday at Houston. Hopes to be ready for tomorrow. Plans to pick up a bat soon. We'll play catch this afternoon. There's like a lot of like.
Yeah, I would. I think
machination. He's not available.
I think he's out of the picture tonight. Boone said before the game yesterday when he talked that Glaber wouldn't pick up a bat the next two or three days.
Yes.
Today is day two of that.
All right. Well,
so that's fine.
Just a little shorthanded. That's all. Figure it out.
Trying to see what JP Sears has been up to
in
his last couple starts in AAA. Four innings, five innings, 4.2 innings. So, yeah, I guess moving on to the pitching path to victory.
Pitching path to victory.
I think assuming things go well, five from Sears.
Okay, we're doing five again.
I'm ready to in a victory effort.
Okay.
I'm ready to pencil JP Sears in for five against Oakland.
Okay.
Let him work through it a little bit. The whole reason he's here is to try to get guys a little bit of a break. Obviously, yes. The starters specifically, but the bullpen it affects there too.
Okay.
The good news.
Who's available today?
I think everyone's available. A bunch of guys pitched in Sunday's outing, but. Abreu was the only reliever used yesterday.
Are we seeing King? Abreu did a great job yesterday.
He's great. I was nervous. I didn't think it would happen, but I was nervous about the possibility he was going to get DFA'd because it was going to be like him or Manny.
Correct.
Especially with the pitcher rule.
Yes.
They had to drop a pitcher to do it.
Well, so King's available tonight.
King should be available tonight, and Clay Holmes should be available tonight. So
okay,
there's your 8 and 9.
That's like your end right there, right? So what, the middle innings, we'll see some Castro?
I think we could see Wandy. Castro. Wandy.
How do the Yankees feel about Wandy in big game? I don't know. I feel like that's all he wants to do.
The A's in their starting lineup do not have a lefty. So there's not like a natural lefty lane. I don't think they're worried about that with Wandy. He's been kind of a high leverage guy against whoever, but it's worth noting.
Okay.
I'm willing to put maybe it's just Wandy, Miguel Castro in whatever order and
whatever the lineup dictates, I'm with that. Miguel Castro, I think that Yankees, would they push the envelope past five with Sears?
Doesn't look like he's broken five.
I think that's his
limit. And he's young. 26.
Yeah.
I think they like him. And it's a little bit of it's a bit of a tryout.
Okay. All right. No Bañuelos because he was.
Yeah. Not on the roster.
Not on the roster.
The one wild card for me right now is Ron Marinaccio.
Do you think that they're going to try to use him because they're going to end up maybe sending him down because of Chapman?
He has options.
He does have options. And
well, Sears, I think, will be the send down for Chapman. Down.
Who else is coming up? I feel like there's somebody else.
Liziga, I assume, isn't going to be too far off, but not imminent. Domingo's on a rehab. I assume they're trying to stretch him out.
Okay.
I assume. Ronnie's been good.
He's been good. Trust him. Trust him. Good
could
spots.
Mix in, but I'm willing to think they roll Wandy, Castro, King Holmes. I think that should be the plan.
Yes. That'll be the plan. That's the pitching path to victory.
Yeah. Now for the fun part. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. Homer draft always brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code PREGAME for $20 off. Joes, you said you're going to the game tonight.
Yes.
And if any of you listening want to go to the game tonight, it's in the Bronx. And you can probably find Joes next to some green seats.
Probably green seats or red seats.
Green means good, red means bad value.
It's Oakland, so maybe you can find some green good deals, like in really good areas.
You get a It's a good matchup for like a like treat yourself.
Yes, treat yourself.
Like a good seat.
Yes, a really good seat. If you've never been in like Legends area or any of those really nice, if you could probably get it lower than normal today.
You gotta be able to.
Astros.
JP Sears on the bump. Like him.
Yeah. Like him. So let's see. And we're facing Montas.
Montas, who in theory we're gonna want to see. I mean, while we're here, their lineup: Nick Allen, Ramon Laureano, Christian Bethencourt, Sean Murphy, Stephen Piscotty, Elvis Andrews, Chad Pinder, Sheldon Noisy, Christian Pache.
Mm.
Bunch of righties. Homer draft.
Yes.
Joe's, you are selecting on Jake's behalf.
Who am I not allowed to pick?
So yesterday, Jake had the first pick, so you do not have the first pick today. He picked Aaron Judge and DJ LeMahieu. I picked Stanton and Rizzo. That was a good day for me.
It was a good day for you.
A little double dip. So I have good the day. First pick today. My second pick will be Aaron Judge.
Okay.
My first pick, Montas on the bump. Whew. You know what? Jimmy mentioned it on Talking Yanks, the main show today. And he and I are kind of a team.
I see.
We pick with each other. I'll take Gallo. Gallo and Judge.
That's a man with a lead. Person picking Gallo is a man with a lead for the series. That's basically what that is.
So you can pick anyone besides Judge, DJ LeMahieu, and Joey Gallo.
Sounds good. I am going to go ahead and pick, for my first pick, I'm going to go ahead and take Aaron Hicks. I just feel like Hicks from the left side. Maybe he'll find the short porch against Montas.
His power stroke seems a little back.
Seems a little back. Has been getting big hits recently. Good with that. And I will go ahead and I will choose that man, Giancarlo Stanton. I will choose him because I feel like he's locking in. Now he's getting into that homer binge.
Can I tell you one thing that might make you change your mind as a gentleman?
Sure.
I don't believe Stan's in the lineup today.
And he is not in the lineup today. I am hurt. Wow, that was a wonderful pick by you and wonderful foresight yesterday. I was kind of thinking about Stanton all day. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go with who did he pick yesterday? Did he pick Rizzo yesterday?
I had Rizzo yesterday. So Rizzo's available to you.
Oh, so I'll take Rizzo. I knew it was one of the two that you picked that I was taking. Rizzo, yes. That's who I'm taking.
So I have Gallo and Judge. Hicks and Rizzo are yours.
Yes. Hopefully Giancarlo does not have to pinch hit in this game.
Be nice. You're going to give him the day off. Be off.
Yeah, be off. Have a nice big lead.
A team like this, like, I hate to disparage the A's, a great franchise, but
you've seen yesterday why they were. Yes, they were brutal. Brutal team.
You over under tonight?
We're going to the game, so it's the rule.
Oh, yeah. It's 7.5. You're on the over.
Yes.
I'm on the over, too.
You're on the over. It just feels like an over kind of day.
You're going to the game. Jimmy and Jake are in effect going to the game.
Yes.
At the Yes Studios.
You're mentally going to the game, too. Because
I'm like,
going.
I'm so there.
Good.
I'm not physically going to the game.
And for those that don't know, I will not be going to the game with Maddie Mass, who I went to the game that didn't exist on Saturday. We can never go to another game together.
It's sad.
Yeah. Very sad. Very sad.
Do you have any premonitions?
Yes. Premonition here, I think I can see the A's getting a little happy on the base pass And I think we will see. We will see Aaron Hicks. Now, I haven't seen the throw from center field yet, but I think we will see him uncork one and maybe peg somebody out at third.
All third base.
Maybe to end the inning. How about that?
He's had a couple nice-looking throws again in left.
Yes, in left. I seen it in left.
So let's see it get back to center.
I
want to
see it in center.
That used to be his bread and butter, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see it again.
Ready to see it.
I like a contributing Hicks.
What do you got?
What am I seeing? My eyes are kind of drawn to Marwin right now. His one like defensive gaffe this year has been in left field.
It's been in left field where he was like kind of bumbling and stumbling. And
yeah, it's a weird game.
It's a weird game.
I think I've got him cutting one off down the line.
Okay.
Ball down the line, cuts it off. Like keeps somebody from stretching it to two. Or it's okay. Or like they comment on like, hey, cut it off. That was a risky go by him. But
correct.
Like Marwin got a nice beat on that.
That's a good jump. Good jump from Marwin.
I guess in theory it could be like he catches the ricochet well, whatever.
It could be like it bounces off the wall and he gets it in really quick.
Something kind of happening down that line.
It gives you shades of Brett Gardner. It's like his ode to Brett Gardner.
I like that.
Ball in Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball in Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.